Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, Brigade Homeland, 4 years ago, the Pentagon admitted they're training 370-plus thousand troops to have auxiliary missions for crowd control, civil unrest in the U.S. ahead of the control collapse. Same thing's happening in Europe. Global standardization. We get an army manual. It's confirmed to be real. And it gets massive traffic on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but almost no one else picks it up. And if they do, they just say, well, what's wrong with re-education camps? What's wrong with torture? What's wrong with slave labor? So, Paul, I think you need to do an article with a boil down of all of it and just say, you know, proof that media is complicit or media refuses to cover slave labor, U.S. slave labor camp news, and point out the whole thing with the Assad regime, because this is, or maybe a headline, the United States becoming North Korea, or media will not cover U.S. North Korean style slave camps, because we need to punch this out into the media, and because the reason they won't cover this, just like it took a week for my act that we broke to get out in the news and other documents, and Ron Paul's office got calls, and Lord bless him, he's like, we don't know if that's real for a week. They, you know, no one would just call the FBI and find out it was real, or call, you know, the state police there in Kansas or Missouri and find out it was real. We've got to force this out in the open, because of course they're not covering it. It shows how controlled the media is, that this is confirmed slave labor camps, slave labor re-education camps. And it just shows they will not cover it. They will not, because also, it's not just that they're controlled. Then they've got to admit we're right. Then people've got to admit stuff's scary. And this creeping national security state's all around them, Paul.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? They can't cover it because they can't deny it. They can't make up some little excuse about how we exaggerated it, because, I mean, take the article I wrote on Friday. Yes, the re-education camp manual does apply domestically to U.S. citizens. That is 50-60% of it is direct quotes. Most of the rest of it is screenshots. You can't exaggerate direct quotes. You can't put a spin on them when they're directly lifted from the manual itself. So that's why they don't want to cover it. And people deny it because they haven't lived through hundreds of years of history whereby in every country, in every century, a group of people get persecuted, whether it's, you know, Jews in Nazi Germany, blacks during the slavery era, Catholic priests in 16th century England that had to hide in priest holes because goons would come and try and hunt them down and kill them. And the 21st century is going to be the century of persecution of political dissidents. And this whole thing about building detainment internment camps to house them is a central part of it. But people can't handle it because they haven't lived through history, they don't know history, and they think that just because we've got computers and satellite television and smartphones that none of this can happen, even though it's happened in every other century and again, throughout history.
Again, I liken it to one roach you see, and then you see 20. There's thousands. If you're seeing 20 roaches when you turn the light on, that means there's thousands in your house, you know, in the basement and the crawl spaces. They have lined up this giant operation, you know, 50 times, literally, bigger than the Manhattan Project of total control surveillance. The cops all feel like they're special because they're part of it and have the military with them on gun raids and stuff. It's all illegal. And there's just a giant national security state bringing the drugs in. It's so corrupt now it snatches little kids. I mean, it's just people have no idea that just all around them is pure evil. And then, Paul, I just don't know what to do. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, people wouldn't have believed that the federal government would have hired goons to feel up kids and, you know, get on buses and interrogate people. But it's happening. It's happening right now. So stop living in denial.
Paul Watson, I want to come back and give you 2 or 3 minutes to finish any other points you've made, but just incredible points so far. Help us save this country and the world, folks. This is so real. Look at it. It's all around you. Oh, man. Obviously, some people are listening. 5 million guns a month being sold.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I wanted Paul Watson just to give you a general briefing on this plan. This is not a contingency plan. It is the manual of the takeover of America and the arrest of political dissidents that don't want to go along with the New World Order. We have all the other training manuals of who they're going after. It's gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, retired police officers, anybody who isn't going to go along with total socialism leading into communism. But again, run by big banks who are offshore, who want to destroy the economy, re-educate the population, transfer the wealth to themselves, and then come in with a fake revolution like with the Russians and call it free market, but where everybody's poor except for a tiny elite. That's really the model, is they bring in the socialism, then the communism, then that implodes, and they bring in fascism. And, of course, in the colleges the globalists have financed and run, they don't teach that. They teach socialism and communism are at odds with fascism. But in all the top globalist documents that I've read and things written by people like Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, who's one of their top historians, he explains that fascism or neo-feudalistic serfdom control sits atop the socialist combine. Then they bring in the Red Terror commie level next. We're getting ready for that. They would like to bring it in. The fact that we're here raising the alarm may back it off. Again, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars.com. We have InfoWars Nightly News every night at 7 o'clock. I want to do this again today. I've got all this incredible world news, all this stuff happening. The big elections in Europe. I covered some of that at the start of the last hour, but none of that is important compared to the giant police state that's being rolled out now that's been built behind the scenes. Re-education camp manual includes rules on isolating political prisoners. Document also describes slave labor. Paul uses the term forced labor. And under FEMA, the 10 regions, under the FEMA Corps, all of this, the clergy response teams, the InfraGuard, the citizen spies, it's for the American people. It isn't for Al-Qaeda. The CIA doesn't work for the United States. It works for the foreign banks. On record. That's what's happened. Europe's been conquered by Goldman Sachs. We've been conquered through fraud. And they plan on using total police state to enforce their capture. The United States has been captured. They're now moving in to try to censor the web and talk radio. They're now trying to mop up the resistance. I got news for them. Too late. We already sent out the emergency transmissions. And don't look at the mall Martians and the zombies out there and think you've got America beaten. There is a large core of people that, quite frankly, is growing. It's over 25% that is really figuring out what's going on. There's about 5% that's super hardcore. 25% is accelerating their awakening. 40 to 50% is somewhat awake. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Most people, though, have just given up and just said, that's a bunch of crooks. And it's time to give the number out. I want to hear from police and military. I've told you all this was coming. I told you TSA on the streets was coming. I told you that your appliances were surveilling you. It was in all the patents and admitted. I told you all this is now admitted. All this is now admitted. What do we do now that I've been proven right? Not because I'm smart. It's all public. I saw them say the G20 in Pittsburgh was the model for the rest of the world. I saw them 12 years ago. 13 years ago in 99, saying no free speech in Seattle, on video. The First Amendment has been suspended. They said it on the news and on loudspeakers. I've witnessed it everywhere. They do these little mini martial laws and bring cops in from everywhere to test and make sure when they set off some nukes or something or release a bioweapon and pose as saviors on the news to make sure you go along with it. And they're going to have fake militia groups attack local police and people to get the war started, to get the civil war started, just like the globalists blew up Shiite and Sunni mosque to get each other killing each other in Iraq. That was part of that plan. That's been declassified. They're planning on this. Are we going to do it? I want to hear from the police and military. 800-259-9231. We had a couple of police calling last Thursday, and I'm like, have you done warrant service with military in police uniform? Yes, we have. See, the general public doesn't even know that. So, are you in a free country? Can you call in and talk about this stuff? What won't you put up with? Do you really buy the returning veterans are going to be the big terror group? Well, I guess when you try to take their kids and put them in re-education camps, they're going to start killing people, and they're going to be called terrorists. Understand, that's the plan. They're going to start fights with the American people and back us into corners, and when we defend ourselves, we're going to be called terrorists. Well, let me tell you who the terrorists are. It's the stinking foreign occupational government we've got that paid $20-plus billion to move General Motors factories overseas. The terrorists are the people that have had the autism rate go from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58. The terrorists are the people butchering our Bill of Rights and Constitution. All right, I'm done. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Police and military, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I mean, what is it going to take? Are you going to just go along with the system because of peer pressure, because you think you'll be safe doing that? They plan on eliminating the patriots in this country and the police and military by having us kill each other. That's the globalist model, is divide and conquer. I don't want to be part of this. But it's clear now, looking at the tea leaves, looking at all the signs that are there, one of the main options, one of the main cards in the globalist hand, in their fist, is stage terror attacks starting provocations and going for a gun confiscation to start a civil war. The NRA's milquetoast, folks, and they came out last year and said, yes, they've got internal memos and documents that Obama plans to, quote, ban guns. That's the headline in his next term. Well, Romney will do it, too. Let me tell you something. They nuke a city, and Romney tells people to turn their guns in. A lot of them are. All right, going back to Watson. Watson, give people a final briefing. We're going to go to break and come back with phone calls.
Well, I found a definition on re-education camps, and it's re-education through labor, also called Lao Jiao, a form of penal detention in China or the Soviet gulags for, quote, re-education of class enemies and reintegrating them through labor into the Soviet society. And in this manual, this army manual that applies to U.S. citizens, it says that the PSYOP team will be responsible for, quote, using indoctrination programs to reduce or remove antagonistic attitudes, as well as targeting, quote, political activists with such indoctrination programs to provide, quote, understanding and appreciation of U.S. policies and actions. And then, as I said earlier, page 281, it says, reorienting or re-educating the IR facility population is, again, a role of the PSYOP officer. So admitted re-education camps, forced labor camps, applies to U.S. citizens, and yet nothing whatsoever in the mainstream media. People should take these articles and just bombard ABC, CNN, all of them with these articles and say, are you going to cover this? What if President Assad in Syria was advocating forced labor camps, re-education camps for the rebels, the glorious Al-Qaeda rebels? Do you think they cover it then? Well, of course they would, but they're not covering it now because this applies in America. It's a direct threat, and it's another glaring example of how America is turning into a militarized police state.
And by the way, I've talked to the troops, but I've seen it myself in an MIT magazine. They brag everything done in Iraq with checkpoints, face scans, all of that, national ID cards. That's the model for Western countries. We are the enemy. The bankers run our military. And they're coming in with a system where our entire country is a giant re-education camp.
Yeah, that's why they've got 9,300 checkpoints they had last year. TSA is getting more funding. They're going to have even more checkpoints this year. And what's Iraq full of? Checkpoints, because it's an occupied country. America is fast becoming an occupied country.
Every new movie I watch that's an action movie is they say, oh, just a routine checkpoint in the countryside, in the city. They show every movie I see now checkpoints, and they always say, oh, just a routine checkpoint. That's government propaganda placement in all the shows. I mean, folks, do you realize how deep we are in this? We are under total psychological warfare attack. This is a vicious assault. This is a very aggressive assault. And again, they don't want us to raise the alarm before the provocation event they roll it out. That's why they won't cover it. They don't want this out until they stage the terror attack.
Yeah, and with the FBI fomenting every domestic terror attack we see, you know, getting the patsy in to start it all off, then it's a very real possibility, seeing as they've been caught behind every major domestic terror attack in the last 5-10 years.
And it's a mirror in England. They're putting in all the same legislation there and just said, yeah, we listen and watch everything you do without warrants in England. That's all over your news as well. Exact same system.
Yeah, it's a uniform program, which is why you see the same things at roughly the same time happening in Europe and America.
Global government, banker run.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs rules the world.
Well, you know, I've always tried to fix things. But, I mean, I got to tell everybody, folks, you can't go to a re-education camp. And when they start it, it's going to be some unpopular group. And they're going to, you know, beta test it. Well, you know, plus we have the Emergency Centers Act because things are collapsing. That's how they're going to roll it out, is the millions of homeless are going to be in them at first. But then they're going to force everybody else into them. They're going to have a prison section. Go ahead.
Well, the DHS has already established camps for the threat of mass migration, and that was outlined in Rex 84. So, yeah, and as you've documented in Texas, they've already got camps for illegal immigrants, so they'll start out on illegals, and people will support it, and then they'll extend it from there.
Well, that's what they admit they're planning to do. Thank you, Watson. All right, I want to hear from police and military. Thank you, Paul. 800 800-259-9231. I want to hear from active duty. I want to hear from police. Are you going to go along with this? Your call straight ahead, 800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website. Get this article out.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Okay, I will get to more news after your calls, and then Catherine Albrecht's joining us. The Pentagon's announcing plans to microchip troops. DARPA wants it. It's already been going on. But again, when it's all announced to the public, I won't be good for being right. I'll be a bigger kook because I was right. That's how the PSYOP works. Of course, the truth is people are waking up, and we actually fall into the PSYOP. Watson was doing it, even responding to people in denial. Those who are going to be in denial and those that run the PSYOP who give entree to them, they're just giving cowards an opportunity to not look at the facts. We know this is tyranny. We know everything happening is part of a police state takeover. And we better start reversing it and take our states back. It's just that simple. And we get the word out that we don't just have a nasty, corrupt government. We have a really wicked government. It's not a government. It is a occupation by a foreign force of criminals. Okay, we've got Matt in Washington, the police officer, David, who's Navy, listening on an iPod. We got Jesse, military, Army. We're going to go to everybody here in just a moment. We got Dan and others. Let's go to Matt, who is a police officer. What do you make of it? I mean, forced labor camps, slave camps, re-education camps for libertarians and conservatives? I mean, that's the American way, isn't it?
Well, I fall into that category, Alex, so I guess I'll be in the camp, too.
Wow. Well, I guess if they just take enough of us away to the camp, though, they think everybody will just get in line and say, okay, I love world government.
Well, I'm telling you right now, whether I'm in uniform or not, I'm going to fight them. I'm not going to that camp, so they better get prepared. I want to tell you something. I know a couple months ago, as you know, our economy is so-called collapsing, and our city is going through a financial situation. We run in the black, but we're down to the bare bones, and we had a meeting with our city administrator and assistant city administrator, and they were talking about how we needed to write more tickets to bring in more revenue because that was the difference between getting a new patrol car or not. And I piped up and said, hey, we haven't had a new patrol car in 4 years, and we're not revenue-generating police officers, and we're not going to do that. Well, then a couple weeks later, they pulled the chief in and said, hey, we're going to give a $1,000 bonus to whoever writes the most tickets. And he said, no, we're not going to do that. So we do stick up and tell our administrators no.
No, I know there are good police all over the country. No, listen, I know there are good police all over the country. That's what's been holding. Look, I've had this epiphany. And, of course, it's common sense, but it's so clear to me. You have a tiny criminal elite at the top who can only operate because all of us are naive about how evil they are. And then they've got all these PR rollouts for why they do things, and they're trying to get us to go along with them, but people didn't go along with torture, people aren't going along with world government, but the globalists don't care, they're just pushing. I mean, how do you think they'd try to get away with putting people in a re-education camp? I mean, that shows how radical and nuts these people are.
And Alex, this is why we have to come together and tell them no, because when we do, they back down. It's when we don't say anything and we go along with the program, then they win. So it starts at the local level. You tell them, no, we're not going to do it. They're not going to fire all of you. We stood together as a brotherhood. I come from a department of about 15 men, and we told them no. And you know what? They're leaving us alone.
Well, that's the problem. Some of these big departments are totally federally run, and they just do whatever they want. But it is crazy. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to tell my fellow brothers and sisters out there, maybe those that are on the fence, listen, wake up. I've been a police officer for 15 years. I've listened to Alex for almost 2 years. He knows what he's talking about. Listen, we don't take people's word for it. We research it. Go out there and research it. Look at his website. Read everything that's on there, and then research it yourself. It's real. We need to stand behind this guy, and listen, we need to take back this country. Freedom. Freedom rings. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Look, I'm standing beside and behind everybody else, too. Look, I wish this wasn't real. I wish I wasn't the guy on air. I wish so badly that we could reverse this. But these globalists are so powerful and so rich. This is their entertainment. It's like the world is a risk board to them, and this is their fun. They play with our lives like we're little toys. And the reality is so crazy that I know why people don't want to believe it, because I can't believe it. When I have gone to countless urban warfare drills that are public, and I witnessed the military training to confiscate guns, and then I saw them do it in New Orleans, and then now I see them admitting it, and then I see people in denial. There's this long-term program to turn the military and police against us. I know. I don't believe. I know it's backfired to a certain extent because the propaganda is so ridiculous when they get police behind closed doors and tell them that the founding fathers are bad that people go, what? So the globalists are so over the top that it may actually wake people up.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to Dan, Jesse, David, Gerald, and a few others, and then I'll get into the other world news ahead of Catherine Ulbrich joining us. But this is all done incrementally, this tyranny. And then they bring you to a jump point with a big event that takes place and then roll out the next level of control. And boy, is it broken down in the news today. You can see it coming into clearer and clearer view. You know, I believe in preparedness, and that's also how we finance our operation here, so it's a win-win. I did over a year of research before picking a new water filter company to promote. I just couldn't promote the other one anymore because of listener complaints and things. And I did some research, tested out a bunch of different brands, and I think ProPure, from the stats I've seen and using it in my own home and here at the office, is the best system out there, bar none. And, I can show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a shot of it here. This is the Traveler. This is what we use on the RV. It's bigger than most Travelers that you see from other companies. It's beautiful stainless steel. Has the stainless steel spigot. It's not plastic junk. Doesn't have the bisphenol A leaching out. And if you look inside of them, by going to Infowars.com, anybody can look at it, they have the fluoride filter optional on the bottom. But on the top, it's got the gravity-fed filter impregnated with the silver inside. And it's a bigger domed filter and works a lot better than the leading competitors. So go look at the stats at InfoWars.com with ProPure and your purchases of the high-quality product. Also makes this show possible and allows us to hire more crew, more reporters, and put out more news and information. Because we're self-financed here. We don't have George Soros or the New World Order funding us like the mainstream globalist trader media. Or NBC getting hundreds of millions of taxpayer money in bailouts. And that's why they push all this anti-gun, anti-family garbage. So go to InfoWars.com. We have 10% off on ProPure. We already have the lowest price anywhere for ProPure at InfoWars.com. But if you add water, the promo code, any additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, let me just shut up and go to your phone calls now. Let's go to Gerald, who's Special Forces, was Special Forces, now in the National Guard. Gerald in Arkansas, what is your take on the official Army manual for operations in the U.S. for re-education camps and slave labor? Am I anti-American for not thinking that North Korean-style government is the way to go?
Absolutely, you're not.
What is your view on this, sir?
I'm 100% against it, and when the NDAA passed on New Year's Eve, I started my own YouTube channel and started video blogging about why this is wrong and why military members need to wake up and start thinking about getting out of the service.
Break down from your perspective, I mean, they've always been getting the camps ready the last 20 years, but now they've accelerated their construction. That's on record. But now admitting their re-education camps. I mean, I've been to the drills and seen them doing this type of stuff, but this is admission. This, as one commenter said, I was saying this is an indictment. They convict themselves. And the commenter on my video I shot this morning titled Army to Oversee Torture and Slave Labor in America, commenter, if I can still the top comment up there, said, this isn't a manual. This is a confession.
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed that they came out and so blatantly spelled out the fact that this is for American citizens as well as operations overseas. So I don't know if they're getting more overconfident or if they're somebody who's writing the manuals might be saying, well, maybe if we put it out there a little like this, maybe people will start waking up. I don't know.
Well, undoubtedly, I've had national media tell me, look, I really like what you're doing, but they'll never let me publish it if I don't attack you a little bit. And they're so arrogant and stupid, these globalists above me, that as long as I just throw a few names in and make a few jokes, they think that's effective. I know it's not. And then the article comes out and actually helps us. So I've had multiple national publications where off record they say, listen, I'm on your side. It's already happening. It's already happening.
Absolutely. And on that note, I want to point something out that's happening to me. I've been out of work since August of last year, and I've been applying for jobs. And with my resume and background, nobody's given me the time of day, which is leading me to think that perhaps Homeland Security is blacklisting veterans, especially ones that might be speaking out.
Well, no, they said that in the new system, you won't get a job unless Homeland Security says it's a no-fly, no-gun-buy. And if we give into that and say, okay, I'll do what you say or I won't have a job, that's what the Soviets did when they'd occupy a place first. The Nazis did that. And if you give in, you lose everything. These are terrorists. And that's why they're bringing in this classical system. I mean, we have the Attorney General saying he meets with the media heads to brainwash the American people against the Second Amendment. I mean, they see themselves as brainwashers. Every action movie that I rent or buy, because I've got an old treadmill and an old DVD player, people are like, get it on Netflix. The point is, every movie I see when I jog in the garage every morning, every action movie I watch now, every one has checkpoints in them and black uniforms and has someone say, what's this? Oh, just a routine checkpoint. I keep forgetting the name of the latest movie. It's got It's not salt, which is really stupid. And that's got checkpoints all over it. It's got a chick who's a Marine, who's a private contractor trying to save a hostage. And then they actually kill the hostage and try to set her up. And then she's running through, you know, like Colorado and the ice. And she's and they drive up to a checkpoint. She says, "What's this?" And the guy says, "Oh, just a routine checkpoint." I mean, folks, that is there in every movie. How creepy in America we have collaborators in the media implanting messages to acclimate everyone to checkpoints everywhere. And all these movies, they're showing the government searching houses without warrants. And the CIA director comes out and says, "We're spying on you without warrants." That's illegal on two fronts. Spying without a warrant's illegal, and the CIA domestically is illegal. But again, they're throwing it in our face. Why do you think that is, Gerald?
They're just trying to show us that they're the dominant animal and that we are the submissives and we need to accept our place.
And again, I could see being a coward and rolling over and working with the system if it was just boss hog corrupt. It's not. These are eugenicists who are spiking the food and water, and I've published, republished, and linked to the Rockefeller, the White House science czar, all of them. They're doing it. You can't make a deal with them. If I hear one more person call me and say, "You have such courage, we admire you." No, I don't. No, I do not. This is self-preservation, folks. You don't make a deal with these people. It's a slow, soft kill. All we can do is all in. And before, look, if they're talking about gagging and torturing people to keep them quiet in the re-education centers, let's fight them in the larger re-education camp that is America and fight them with asymmetrical info war at the grassroots level everywhere. And let's advertise local groups to start businesses or work together to hire veterans. You know, let's do things like that. Because what they do is they cycle. What happens, sir, is they psychologically tested you when you're in the military, undoubtedly. They have a file on what decisions you made. They've got algorithms on what you do. They have a file. Vets that are awake are the ultimate enemy. Vets that are Dudley Do Right, do whatever they're told, are recruited into policing. But a lot of those actually wake up later. The globalists have a big problem. They're able to loot the country of $27 plus trillion in the last few years. They're able to gut things, shut down the industry. They're in control of that, but they're not in control right at the local level. You understand? They still haven't made everybody immoral yet. That's their final problem they've got. We've got to hit them at every level. Anything else?
Yes, I'm a writer as well, and I joined the Army in 1986 so I could research what it's like to be a soldier, so I could create the character that would be, you know, a soldier would pick up the book and read it and say, "This guy's been there." And my publishing website is bluefalconpress.com, and I also want to point out about jobs, getting jobs in America. I have been on so many websites applying for jobs, and you have to go through a psych eval as part of your application. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, and you know they integrate it, and it's mentally ill to be moral. I appreciate your call. No, we're living in a giant re-education camp. I mean, the system admits that. They've only got it turned up, though, you know, three clicks on the stove. It can go all the way up to 12. And they're just turning the heat up, turning the heat up, turning the heat up, turning the heat up. Man, it's bad. Let's go to Jesse in New Orleans, former U.S. Army, to give us his take on this. Go ahead. Hello, Jesse. Okay, Jesse's away from his phone. Thank you, Jesse. Let's go to David, who is Navy, listening on an iPad or iPod. Go ahead, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Great to be on. I'm really fired up. Up there, I can tell you now. The military really appreciate what you're doing for us.
Well, thank you. What's your view on America secretly trying to adopt the people that have hijacked America, a North Korean model?
I'm disgusted with it. And I can tell you this, it really boggles my mind with what was coming out with Breitbart and the whole underground weather group and how they were. This was their plan.
That's what Breitbart was going to come out with, was Obama at meetings talking about re-education. He dies, and they release some flimsy thing a few weeks later. Nothing to do with what he said, and now the coroner's dead. I mean, how obvious does this have to get?
Being active duty, there's only you obviously know that there's some stuff I can't say, but it's mind blowing. It really is. People really need to start opening their eyes, see what's going on.
What you're saying is what we're talking about is accurate from what you've seen.
It's absolutely accurate. And you know something, there, like you say, the minority makes the difference. It's never the majority, no matter where it is. What I would really like to see is somebody, see, I will go back and I'll do the research on my own and see where the links are. But I think for somebody's got to link everything from the Rothschilds and Waterloo all the way up to what we're seeing right now. So the average person that doesn't want to go out and do the research can just see it all in line, how it's
yeah, we need to produce like a 10-minute graphical, you know, animated. I think I was just thinking about that this weekend and starting the piece out showing a risk set and saying, you know, people play this as children or in college, but there's a real game for world government and break down how the bankers have done it. And again, it's not just like they want to conquer us and then have a civilization. They want to kill everybody is what's horrible. I mean, once they get their world government in place, Katie, bar the door.
Exactly.
Well, obviously you can't talk about classified stuff, but now that it's public, have you seen similar manuals to this for re-education camps in America?
Personally, have not seen it, but what really, I wonder why no other, like Drudge usually will cover almost anything you have. I wonder why it's not, this is big news. This really should be on every major news network out there. I'm pretty surprised that Drudge hasn't linked it yet.
Well, again, nobody's perfect. We make mistakes sometimes, and something this shocking, even though it is triplicate confirmed with the whole background information, I'll guarantee you Drudge is probably waiting with something like this until so-called mainstream media covers it. And you notice they're not. They didn't cover the NDAA the first few weeks we were running around freaking out. Drudge did cover that. And then they said, no, it's not for citizens. And they went, oh, it is for citizens, but Obama's not going to sign it. I mean, people didn't believe it the first few days when Obama came out and said Congress isn't over war anymore. Drudge did cover that, but yeah, we'll see what happens. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Rudy in Washington, D.C., Marine Corps. What do you make of re-education camps? I mean, North Korea is not so bad. Maybe George Washington would have loved Kim Jong-il, huh?
No, exactly. I think it's unbelievable. And as far as here in D.C., from what I've seen, I haven't seen anything, you know, too close to re-education camps. But we have been doing a lot of riot control training, stuff like that. And, I'm just calling for support. I want you to know that I'm trying to get the news out here with the Marines here. I'm trying to get the word out. And I'm a big fan of you. There's a guy named Hal Lindsey. He has a lot of good information. And Ron Paul. Ron Paul. Huge supporter, Ron Paul.
How many Marines you talk to are somewhat alike?
From, you know, not tons, but, you know, there are guys like me who are out there spreading the word. And
well, that's good news. Look, to break down how they're going to do this, the economy keeps collapsing. They're basically moving towards the poorhouse model that England had, where they're going to lock up the homeless people. This is already happening. Where they won't let you sleep or camp anywhere, but then they lock you up at night facilities. Then there's crime. So then there's low security prison areas. Then there's areas for political dissidents. That's what this breaks down. The regular military just does riot control. And then during that hysteria, political dissidents get picked up who are blamed for it. They're loaded on the trucks and taken to the facilities. And then it's specialized people. Who do you think the Army and Marine Corps hired to run prison camps? They'd have regular Marines and Army on the outside, but in the inner dungeons, they would hire disgraced federal and state prison guards as contractors, or they would hire them and get them into the military and grease the skids for them. And that's who they hire. That's who they want. So, see, that's how this compartmentalization works.
See, I'm a low-down guy, so, you know, I'm not up there. I'm not too high in the ranks, so, I mean, I wouldn't know a ton, but here low-down in the enlisted field, I got guys, you know, like I said, I'm getting the word out there. And there are some guys, and, you know, at first they'll start to they kind of just stay away from it because, I don't know, they have other things on their mind, like, you know, going out partying, drinking and stuff like that. But, you know, I kind of feel like it's almost scary to them. So it's so scary, they don't want to believe it, and they kind of just distance themselves from it. But when they really start learning about it and you really start feeding them the information, it starts making sense. They start to, hey, you know, they start getting a little interested and they start listening. And
well, here's the deal. History is scary. And if you look what the founders talked about, they went through all of this as well. They had re-education camps. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. It's, yeah, I was just saying that, you know, once it's all about really getting that information to them, they got to read it for themselves as a thing, you know. They don't.
Well, that's right. And we've got to counter all this so that as it gets phased in to your level, people have already heard about it. And instead of accepting it, they know it's bad. See, that's why we're holding this thing back. Infowars.com, the listeners of this show, the activists out there, we're doing amazing things together. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, we got Dan, and we've got many, many others that are patiently holding, and I got a bunch of other news, and Catherine Albrecht.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Attention gun owners. As you know, liberal politicians and activist judges are out to take away our Second Amendment rights, and it's no secret that they want to use ammo regulation to do so. This is why it's so important to stock ammo now. But storing ammo can cause significant problems because ammo is still prone to deterioration over time, like tarnishing brass, surfaces that get rough and dirty which don't allow them to feed right, and even the breakdown of the gunpowder. All problems which can cause a firing malfunction when you need it most. Now, for the first time ever, you can buy ammo that lasts forever. Ready Reserve Ammo's patent-pending nitrogen preservation system seals and immerses your ammo in pure nitrogen, creating an inert and dry atmosphere that preserves your ammo indefinitely. It's your choice. Buy ammo that is subject to deterioration and malfunction, or buy ammo that lasts forever. Visit ReadyReserveAmmo.com or call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveAmmo.com.
We are back live here, And you know why the globalists want to use mercenaries. You know why they want to use foreign troops. It's because they are going to have trouble getting our police and military to carry out these activities. That's why the feds are creating all these new bureaucracies to harass and fine and fee people, and they're going into organic food stores with guns drawn. It's all part of implying that the people are bad and the system is good. Think about how many times I told you there was a plan to microchip U.S. military personnel. And now that's in the news today. In fact, guys, I had all those articles yesterday. Will you reprint them and put them in the Catherine Albrecht bio for me ahead of her joining us? Because I may have one for her, but I don't see one here. And I know she was set up last minute, but I probably need to get that. I mean, I know there's all this world news, and I've been spending most of the time the last three, four shows on the prison camp situation, because here it is admitting that these emergency centers are for re-education of the American people. I mean, that's like them digging up bodies in your next-door neighbor's backyard. It's a big deal. And, again, the story is extremely viral on the web, but I could care less about that just so InfoWars gets a bunch of traffic, and at least it's waking up some people. But we need to punch this out. The reason they don't want this to break, and the reason the system's fighting to keep this from becoming a big news story, and the reason we're going to keep beating the drum to make sure it does break through, is because it's going to be a big story. I mean, this is going to wake a lot of people up if we have a national debate about re-education camps and slave labor in Army manuals for U.S. citizens. I know why PSYOPs hit us day one saying it wasn't real. I understand. Wow, look at this headline. Revealed, U.S. secretly releasing top Taliban insurgents in exchange for peace pledges. That's what they tell them. They really retrain them and send them to other countries like Syria. And again, I think of the general public, how not even ignorant, just how unawake they are. When I hear national news this weekend on XM, I was listening to Fox, CNN, all of it quite a bit when I was driving. And it was always the same. Assad's bad. The ceasefire isn't doing well. They would imply he'd broken it and then admit that, well, there are government buildings getting blown up. Yeah, that's that bad Assad. Al-Qaeda, on record, real Al-Qaeda, is in there, Western-backed, blowing stuff up to break the ceasefire so the UN can come in and take over the country, just like they did Libya. And it's such a crime that's being committed. Let's go to Dan in Georgia. I got about a minute and a half before we got a break. Go ahead, Dan, Navy. What's your view on all this?
I will not go to a retraining camp. It's just not something I'm going to do. I've made my peace with the Lord, and I will fight when the time comes.
Well, that's because you're a terrorist. I mean, how dare you not want to go to a re-education camp? They're good in North Korea.
Well, the chances of coming out alive in one piece, not very good for me, people like me and my
You don't
friends.
Want to be in there with about 100 TSA guys having their way with you? That doesn't sound fun?
No, because I get firsthand information from a TSA friend, and there's a lot going on out there that we never hear about. And
oh, really? Tell me what you get, because there's a couple different types. There's ones that just want the paycheck, but then there's the manager types who keep getting caught in every crime you can imagine, drug dealing, child molesting, raping, murder. I mean, and now, by the way, it's admitted, they don't even do a background check now. It's like, hey, felons, come on. Stalin did it. Why not?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.